It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Aaron Carter admitting he lied about why he actually went to rehab.
I have to apologize to you because I lied to you and I lied to you when I came here. I have a truth that I'm going to reveal right now. The reason why I went to rehab is for huffing.
For huffing. Okay, so Aaron Carter, he used to be, he had a music career. Of course, Nick Carter, Backstreet Boys, his older brother, and he has just succumbed to addictions, and he's had a really hard time. That was on The Doctors, and he told Dr. Travis Stork and Dr. Judy Ho that, hey, I lied. I really went. He didn't give the reason for his rehab, and he said he was huffing aerosols, duster cans, anything you can name it, and he wants to make amends, and he's doing the 12-step program. He feels like he was powerless.
When you're really low, like a lot of people do that. Like in the dummy of the day, how often do I read stories like, yeah, they were in the Walmart parking lot huffing on an air duster?
Right.
So,
exactly.
I mean, what he's doing, people do. It's dangerous.
Yeah, I think it's cool, though, that he's owning it and he's saying, look, I lied, and he's coming clean. I think more people need to own what they do, and then you can heal from there.
All right, quit looking at me. I'll come clean when I want to.
Yes, own it, Joe. Well, Rob Gronkowski, Gronk, is getting pretty emotional talking about the harsh realities of football.
I truly believe that any injury that you receive is fixable, though. I mean, I went through it. I had 9 surgeries. Probably had like 20 concussions in my life. Like, no lie. Probably like, I remember like 5 like blackout ones. Like,
but you
don't remember.
You had a pint of blood drained from your body after the Super Bowl because of internal bleeding.
Yes, because of internal bleeding. But like I said, I'm fixed.
Wow, when you hear about stuff like that, you're like, okay, maybe that's why they are retiring and walking
right?
away.
Similar to Andrew Luck, you don't realize that when those injuries take away their joy for life, you know, the behind the scenes. The 3-time Super Bowl champ Gronk goes on to say that he doesn't rule out ever coming back, but not anytime soon. So I like Gronk. I think he's a really good egg. Well, Jen Garner filming a new movie called Yes Day. It's based on a children's book of the same name. And here she is talking about her Yes Day with her kiddos.
Because it's about a mom who one day of the year says yes all day long. And if you're like me, I kill the fun. I am so lame. I say no to everything. They call me the dragon. They have all these names for me. So on one day a year, I just say yes.
All right, Mackenzie.
Just say yes.
Are you the dragon mom? Are you the yes mom or are you the no-no mom with your daughter,
Lulu? I'm very... You know what? She's so well-behaved, and I'm not just bragging. She is. Like, I don't have to do much. But no, I'm more of... I'm the fun mom.
Come on, honey. Let's have fun.
No, but I'm a mom first before her friend, 100% all day. Jen Garner, though, so cool. Like, she's such a... I just adore her. Another cool mom, Reese Witherspoon. Okay, so she was on Ellen yesterday. I actually caught a little bit of this. And she and Ellen have this funny ongoing feud about who has more celebrity friends. They always fight over Jen Aniston. And now Reese is taunting Ellen about Oprah.
I don't know. I thought maybe that you were jealous because I'd been spending a lot of time with Oprah this summer.
Oh, did you spend time with Oprah this summer?
Well, yeah, we're best friends.
Right. What did y'all do this summer?
Oh, my God. We were just hanging out. One day I was like, you should have a podcast with some of your favorite spiritual leaders and you should call it Super Soul Sessions. And she was like, Reese, that's why we're best friends.
I want to be besties with Oprah.
I just want Oprah to give me stuff.
Well, she would. She would. So that's cool. If you had to be friends, best friends with Ellen, Oprah, or Reese Witherspoon, who would it be?
Ooh.
Pick one.
Definitely Oprah.
The Big O?
Definitely the Big O. I mean, it would be Oprah, Ellen, Reese. What about you?
Oh my gosh. Can't we all just be besties?
No. Come on. I threw it out there. Give me a three.
Probably the Big O. I think we all just want Oprah to be our sugar mama.
All right. Then who's second? Because there's going to be a dead last friend.
I guess same order. Ellen, because she's so funny.
So Reese is like your backup. Like, oh, I have nothing to do. Nobody will talk to me.
But I love all those girls.
Okay,
yes,
cool.
Good time. So cool.
Mackenzie with the garbage here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. LeBron got denied. Hey, starting QB is out, and Kobe is being savage on Instagram. We'll find out about all that next with Liv Sportsman here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.